how you interact to ensure DHS can perform its, both its departmental and its national intelligence mission?
Yeah. On the intelligence front, it's fabulous, thanks to relationships built by some people like John Cohen and having Frank there. All of you know who've worked in Washington. Structures matter, but the nature of the people occupying the structures matters even more. So we have knit together in a way that's very, very good on the intelligence front. We bump into it. They have a lot of responsibilities. I have a lot of responsibilities. We bump into each other in a lot of different areas that are primarily law enforcement related. And as I've told my troops, I have no patience for turf battles. I don't think the American people have patience for turf battles. I sometimes hear folks say, you know, is this agency or that agency encroaching on our traditional turf? And my reaction is, that reminds me of a wide receiver, maybe from my hapless New York Football Giants, saying the quarterback's sad. the quarterback's not throwing to me enough. And my response to that is, run great routes, get open, and every time you touch the ball, score a touchdown. You will get the ball. Just be excellent. Yeah. And that's my message to my folks. Be excellent. But on the intelligence front, I think we're in a great place. And any other bumps, we're working them out. I mean, I've known Jay Johnson since I was a baby federal prosecutor. And so we have made it our mission to try and knit us together. We're already in a good place on intelligence, on cyber especially, and on all of our criminal responsibilities.